This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Channel 1 for information and conversation. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. Available right now. You can locate us by dialing 888-302-3684. You can also locate us by sending email to doug@dougsteffen.com or ken@dougsteffen.com, or locate your thoughts in your head and focus on social media, facebook.com/goodday, twitter@goodday show. Lots of talk over the last week with a fellow we have two different examples. The guy that jumped the fence at the White House and the fellow who took a left-hand turn when he should have taken a right-hand turn, ended up in Mexico and now is in jail. There are as many hours in a day, many seconds in a minute, as many as minutes in an hour, as many as hours in a day, days in a week, weeks in a month, months in a year. It goes on and on and on and on and on. The number of people who have been in service to our country, that is in service to you, in service to me, that are in trouble because they have post-traumatic stress disorder, and in many instances it's not being handled, it's not being taken care of. That was interesting yesterday at the fellow who jumped the fence. Pled not guilty, which it seems to me is the way that if I were his lawyer, I would tell him to plead, and I'd be fighting that charge all the way down the line, even though it was improper for him to do what he did. It was a way of getting attention that needs to be focused again. When you see the miserable job that's being done by most people who are in service to our country that are not in uniform, that are in fact pushing a pencil or a desk or a bureaucrat or an elected official, that just isn't dealing with all these things. They're so focused on themselves and the re-election and all that junk that has nothing really to do with how well government performs. Well, I suppose in a way it does, because if you elect the wrong people, they can't push or herd those who need to be doing the work. Secret Service chief steps down. We've had changes. The Veterans Administration. All of these things are pretty embarrassing, but I don't know that these people are capable of embarrassment. So, anyway, the post-traumatic stress thing. Somebody sent me an email yesterday, Kenny. Wanted to know what were the signs of PTSD. In a moment, we're going to have a veteran who voices some strong opinions on post-traumatic stress because he's had it himself. But if you... I want to just hear honest and candid descriptions from this fellow of what life is like for people who have it. There are a variety of veterans, men, women, younger, older, that have shared because they've seen action. They've had PTSD, and they want to get on a path to recovery, but they can't because nobody's watching them. Or taking care, and that's not true of all of them, but it's true of too many of them. Why should one slip through the cracks? But there are many, and you know it. You've heard the stories. Perhaps we're on Armed American Forces Radio during this hour. How many of you have been through this or known someone, one of your buddies? Nightmares keep coming back. You feel on edge. Sudden noises make you jump. You're staying at home more and more. If you've experienced severe trauma or life-threatening events, developing symptoms of PTSD, then what are you doing? Combat stress. Feel like your life or the lives of others are in danger. You had no control over what was happening to you. Witnessing people injured or dying. I remember how stressful it was when I went to see that movie, Kenny, Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
It was, I've never seen Saving Sergeant Ryan. People tell me that it's just as violent. But the blowing up of bodies and half bodies and stuff like that, people say, well, they produce it because they wanted to have a reality feel to it. Well, maybe more people ought to see it, and then there'd be more focus on trying not to go to war every 5 seconds with anybody and everybody who looks at us cross-eyed. But the post-traumatic stress, the more I read about it, it's so intense, and it's so physical, and you feel like you're not in control. You don't, and the lack of support in this circumstance for people who maybe what's going on in part is that these people that go into the service aren't screened well enough. They aren't psychologically tested or evaluated well enough, so that if they do come across or see or witness or are somehow involved in these nightmares, then they can handle it a little. I just think that's one of the things. I wonder if that's done. I don't know yes or no about that, but maybe we'll find out. I'm going to talk to Captain Dennis Davis in a moment on post-traumatic stress, especially as it applies to the fellow who went to Mexico. He's working hard to get him out from under down there. So we'll have that conversation in just a moment as the Doug Stephan Good Day program continues.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Stephan asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Stephan Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Tonight, after The Biggest Loser on NBC, it's the premiere of two great new comedies.
First up, we got Bad Judge, starring Kate Walsh. And who knew she was so funny?
Who knew she was so hot?
I knew she was hot.
The answer is me. I knew that.
She's so good.
She's great. And then right after that, it's A to Z. And the critics are going nuts over this one.
Forget the critics. I'm going nuts over this show. I have to tell you, I love the two leads. I think they're amazing. It's Kristen Milioti and Ben Feldman.
Right? Yeah, they got great chemistry.
Great chemistry. So cute. And I think everyone just wants to see them end up together. Or at least I do.
Well, luckily you can do that tonight on NBC.
And now, another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
A winner is someone who recognizes his talents, works his tail off to develop them, and uses what he has developed to accomplish his goals. Larry Bird, one of the great basketball players in the modern era, said that, and I thought it was worth a moment. As we introduce you to Dennis Davis, who is a veteran, has PTSD, spent 15 years of highly decorated service, two different branches of the military, active duty Navy and Air Force Reserve. Deployed twice, once in support of operations in Iraq, and then he served in Afghanistan as well. The author of Not Your Average Joe, Profiles of Military Core Values and Why They Matter in the Private Sector. So, may I ask you, I have two trails, Mr. Davis. What was your rank when you're still in the Air Force Reserve, are you not?
I am. I am a captain in the Air Force Reserve.
All right, so Captain Davis, I'm going to call you that, and it makes me feel like I'm really addressing you as I should. The fellow who jumped the fence, who's suffering, as you did, from post-traumatic stress disorder and not getting any treatment, what do you think should happen to him?
Well, I think for the crime that he committed, he should be responsible for that. But absolutely, he needs to be able to get the treatment that the and the help that the country has promised him, and that the VA system continues to let him and millions of other veterans down, not just for PTSD, but for all kinds of issues that they have, service connected, related to the issues that they've been through their service.
Have you had treatment, and has it been okay in the VA?
Not from that, but I've had my issues with the VA, and still having issues with the VA, and to the point where I had a medical professional tell me, going in and saying, you know, I'd like to get this disabled parking permit signed. I have back issues. That's why I got out of the Navy before I went back into the Air Force after 9/11. And she told me, well, I don't want to do that because you might be labeled as disabled. Well, I am a service-connected disabled veteran. That's why I'm here seeing you. So just a complete disconnect from, I think, reality is what we're finding with the VA now.
Disconnect and disrespect, and it's obscene. Okay, that's absolutely my read on that. Let's go to Sergeant. Am I pronouncing his name? Is it Tom Oracy? Is that how he pronounced his name?
Tamarisi is what I've heard. I don't know him personally, obviously, but Tamarisi is what I've heard. Mm-hmm. So close.
All right, so there were a couple of veterans who went to the White House last week who were protesting or asking the president to intervene to free this sergeant. Will that sort of thing do any good?
You know, from what we've seen out of this administration, I would say no. But I think we need to stand in support of him. He seemed to have made an honest mistake. I wasn't there, but he seemed to have made an honest mistake. He seemed to claim it. And I think it goes counter to what the general public sees of PTSD. He wasn't violent. He didn't go across the border of Mexico with guns blazing. He wasn't trying to hurt anybody. He seems to be confused.
The description of the guy who jumped over the fence, by the way. As an anecdotal reference, same
absolutely.
Thing.
He didn't throw bombs over the fence, and he did something wrong. He'll pay for that, but there are other underlying issues that go completely counter to what the general public thinks PTSD actually is.
Well, 134,000 people have signed a petition asking for his release that went to the White House as well with these two. And again, I don't want to make this all about the White House, but I do want to have people in the time that we have here understand what this man is facing. What's going to happen to this fellow? Best case scenario, worst case scenario?
Well, you know, best case is that at some point soon he gets freed and he can come back here and get the treatment that he needs. He can go on and live a very healthy life. Worst case scenario, he's already had one suicide attempt, and 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. PTSD has to play into that. There's no question about the trauma that you've seen and how that plays into, you know, the consequences that come later in life as a result. So I think best case he can get the help that he needs. Worst case is not something I don't think any of us want to talk about, just based on the trauma that he's apparently been through and the actions that he's taken since then.
So he's in this jail in Mexico. There was a psychiatrist that was supposed to travel there to, question him? Is that it? How is this psychiatrist going to work on the case?
Well, I read recently, I think just yesterday, that there was somebody that has officially said he has PTSD, and so if the defense and the prosecution can agree that, yes, he has that, then they can agree that Mexico doesn't have the resources to be able to do that, to treat that, and mm-hmm. that he should be released on humanitarian grounds, which would be ideal. You know, I think he's more than paid the price for the crime
right.
that he committed
yep.
by accidentally going in.
Could the president pick up a phone, call the president of Mexico, and say, release this guy and that would work?
You know, I've never been the president of the United States, but I would have to believe it would have some power.
I would like to have you run. Can we arrange that? You could run for president. I think it would be nice. President Dennis Davis here on Good Day.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To help you out, for those of you wondering why we're playing this, it's October the 1st of October, right? As October begins, we think of Halloween, All Hallows Eve.
Oh, my kids.
What are they going to be?
Sean wants to be a ninja. And he'd like me to buy him a real sword.
No.
And Juliana wants to be a...
I want you to buy him a real sword.
Because he hates the rubber ones because they look so fake.
I'm with him.
Okay. Yeah. Now, yeah, you want him to... A 10-year-old be walking around with a sword. Yeah.
Yeah, no, well, no. You don't want a fake costume.
No, no, no. I didn't say I wanted. I said he wanted.
I'm talking about Jennifer.
Jennifer, bad influence.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she's going to deal with the repercussions.
Can you imagine her as a mother? Oh, it's okay,
yes.
Kid. Go get a sword. A real sword.
I would be an awesome mom. Thank you very much. But I also understand how a kid wants the real deal. You know, we don't want no fake sword. Come on.
Yeah.
Thinking about buying a fur coat for my Halloween costume. Like $5,000.
Any fake, you don't want any fake fur coats. And then they throw paint at you. The Peter V would be throwing paint all over you.
That's right.
Our poll today, because it is the 1st of October, when do you buy your Halloween candy? A, I already bought it. B, in another week or two. See, I wait till the last minute so I don't eat it.
As late as possible.
See, I don't buy Halloween candy. All right, so I have, I'll confess, I have this big jar. Meredith has gotten me the personalized M&M's, and these were always my favorite trick-or-treating as a
youngster. What do they say on them?
Well, let's see here. One of them says... It says Dudley and Meredith. That's one of them.
Aww. That's so cute.
Hey, very nice. Let's see. This one says...
She's way too nice for you, man. How did you deal? Yeah. How did you land that deal?
I'm in
out.
A very good place. Thank you very much. What does this say? Dudley... I can't read the rest of that one.
Just kidding.
That's great. That's great. She buys him the M&M's, the personalized M&M's, and his eyes aren't good
Dudley,
enough to read
she
them.
She calls this place Dudley World. No, it isn't that so much. We have four M&Ms. Or five. We got a bunch of bone, M&M's with bone.
What about poison?
Where's my magnifying glass? I can't read this damn M&M.
Megan, we're having a shower for Megan. We're not. I'm not involved in it. On Saturday, Megan's coming home for a week, and she's having her baby in December. So Meredith got a whole bunch of these M&Ms with all kinds of things on them that are aimed at Megan's son, whom I am now calling Fred because they won't tell. They've settled in on a name, but they won't say. And I think that's
what's
fine.
Fred? What's the birth date? What do they think?
Yeah, Christmas ish.
Really? Isn't her birthday the 26th?
Yeah, 27th. Good for you, Richie.
Wow, 27th. Wow.
She doesn't want to have it on Christmas. She doesn't want to have it on the 27th. But because she has to have a C-section, there's a window unless she goes into labor. So she's planning it for the 29th. So let's see how that all works out.
Yeah, that's the best way to no matter what, it's a tough week. My wife's birthday is Christmas Day.
I know. It's tough, isn't it, to have birthday?
Mine's December 3rd, and yes, it's still tough.
Yeah.
You kind of missed out.
It's tough for you to get to
no
excited,
matter. Right? Yeah, your birthday. If you're within 30 days of Christmas, it's tough.
All right, our poll yesterday at DougStefan.com, before the Major League playoffs begin, there are a couple of wild card games. Which team do you hope advances? Let's see how this shook out. 38% of you said the Royals. See, that's the way
there you go.
It worked out well for you last night. 29% of you said the Pirates. Yeah. You know, I still have the prejudice toward the National League as an American League town. Isn't it silly? I think another reason
you're an East guy. Why are you liking the National League?
Well, I just think because I want to be different, Richie. 28% said the San Francisco Giants. 5% said the Oakland A's. There's something about the Oakland A's.
Boo on the Giants.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah,
boo.
Me too.
Boo.
Well, isn't that
the only ones really
as a Nats fan,
happy
I have to say.
That.
Wasn't that the guy who, Al Davis, isn't he the guy that owns the Giants?
Davis owns the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, he does. Okay. A lot of people didn't like him. All right, 28 after the hour. Everybody likes us. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Being a new mom can be overwhelming, especially battling tough diaper rash. That's why I use pediatrician-recommended Balmex Diaper Rash Cream. Only Balmex helps treat and prevent diaper rash with ActiveGuard, which neutralizes harmful irritants in wet or dirty diapers. In fact, Balmex reduces redness in just one diaper change. Trust Balmex, the solution for tough diaper rash that really works. Look for Balmex in the baby aisle at Walgreens, CVS, Target, and Walmart.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you,
ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Thursday, heavens, we're a day behind, Kenny. Ken Kessler is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, the Thursday Good Day program at DougSteffen.com. You can follow a lot of the trending conversations, what's new at DougSteffen.com, trending stories, information we'll talk about, focus on health and well-being is one of the things I like to do in this hour in depth. The craze, the scare focused on Ebola, something that has now been exacerbated, is that the right word, Kenny, you think, because of the hospital screw-up now?
Sure.
I don't think that's a word. Maybe you'll have some comments for us from Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, about Ebola, and more specifically, the airline passenger who brought Ebola into the U.S., who was sent home after his initial visit, even though he told the nurse that he'd been in West Africa and talked about the diseases there with her. Officials at the hospital are considering if they would have acted differently had the entire medical staff been aware. Well, hello. Wait a minute. Knock, knock. Anybody home there?
Yeah, no kidding.
Dallas Presbyterian Hospital, Texas Health Facility. The decision to release the patient who had come over from Liberia could have put others at risk. Before this guy went back to the ER a couple of days later when his condition got a lot worse. So now, here we are. Don't you love this? The feds have sent in a 9-member team to investigate why the nurse let him go. I would think that they'd be spending a lot of time trying to figure out whether or not there are other people who had close contact with him. I suppose that'll be part of it. There are 12 to 18 people, including 3 members of the ambulance crew, that took this guy to the hospital. There were school children that were exposed to this. The Dallas Independent School District has sent letters to parents after several of the students who were supposedly in contact with this Ebola patient mixed in with others in school. The students are going to be checked, the people, the adults as well, checked every day for the next 21 days, which is how long it takes the disease to cook, incubates in 21 days. In other words, you could get it today, And 3 weeks from today, you might show some symptoms. Takes that long to work through your system. It's the incubation period. So, the breaking of the chain of transmission here and in Africa, it would seem to me, would be the number one thing on everybody's mind. We have it in terms of the Center for Disease Control. We have that in mind, and I think, frankly, I have not a lot of, there's a lot of junk that comes out of the CDC, but in this circumstance, I'm betting that they're going to work with healthcare providers here and break it so that it's not going to be a big deal. I think that's what they'll do. The American College of Emergency Physicians alerting members, because who knows who else may have come in contact with this fellow on the plane, airports. This could be something that goes and goes and goes and goes. The number one thing any doctor worth his or her salt will tell you, the first of all, they're not going to scare you about this. They're going to give you the facts. The facts are, if you have a strong immune system, you're less likely to get this, even though you may get it because it's a virulent sort of a thing, and it affects different parts of your body. And there, you know, the information, though, once again, hasn't been fully communicated. And that, we keep saying that and criticizing Liberia, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, those areas in Africa where people are pretty ignorant. But it bothers me a little, well, it bothers me more than a little, that this nurse would have been this clueless when it came to recognizing this sort of thing, especially with all the promotion publicity. I don't really know whether doctors, medical teams, do you, Kenny, around the country, doctors and hospitals have been warned to look out for this sort of thing, even though there was no direct evidence there was going to be any problem until this guy got off the plane.
No, I don't know for certain. I would certainly hope so. You know, we've talked for so many weeks about how ignorant the people are in some of these West African countries.
Right.
Not a slam. They're just not educated and they don't
right.
know.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about that, but we've been saying it in sort of almost a superior way because that would never
right.
happen
never
here.
Never happen here, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And here
and,
it is.
And, oh, here's an antibiotic. Go ahead home.
Yeah, right. That's what happened to him. He was
yeah.
prescribed antibiotics. His sister identified her brother as Thomas Eric Duncan. They just, and then he got sick and sick, and then they had to get an ambulance to bring him in, and that's when, wait a minute, where'd this guy come from? What's he got? So, anyway, what do we have for comments from people listening to the program? Focus on facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
Charles says, the FAA banned flights to Israel because of a failed terrorist attack. Why are we still having flights from Ebola-stricken areas?
We don't, but there are going to be European carriers that are going to go in there because lots of people want to get from London, Paris, Frankfurt, Rome, a lot of the European capitals fly directly. All the flagship carriers fly directly. This guy had to have flown British Airways. And I don't know that he didn't, because British Airways offers a flight to Dallas as well. So I'm not sure. I didn't look that up, that part of it, whether he was on an American flight. American hub is Dallas, or whether he flew on British Airways. He was on United? No, United. He flew United from what, New York to Dallas? Or he went to United from Brussels to D.C. and then Dallas. Ah, so he was on three legs then. He flew from wherever he was in Liberia into Brussels, and then from Brussels to, you said, Washington, to D.C., and then from D.C. to Dallas. Wow. Whew. Well, he's still unlikely. It's likely he didn't fly United from D.C. to, that's not important. The important thing is that he's exposed a lot of people. So you can wonder why he would do this, A, but then more importantly, whether or not the situation, it almost seems like today, there are so many chances for screwing up, no matter what the level, whether it's the government or whether it's hospitals, big organizations.
Yeah.
And I think what it points to is, and what has happened in the consolidation world, hospitals, like lots of other big businesses, have consolidated. Management's not good. They keep cutting staff, and there isn't good communication. So that's what happens in circumstances like this. I'm going to lay the if it has to be blame laid at the foot of something, that's where I would go, frankly. But it doesn't fix the problem. Fixing the problem is having people aware. Meanwhile, what are the comments that we got, Kenny?
Ron says, I'm not convinced that this Ebola victim isn't just a suicide bomber using Ebola as the bomb.
Well, there's a lot of people who have suggested that. Whether that's reality or isn't reality, it's a suggestion for sure. All right, what else have you got?
And Al says, can we go ahead and let Texas secede now?
See you later, alligator. The Lone Star State needs to go it alone. According to him, there's always a character. Maybe he really feels that way. Do you know where that fellow's from? He's from an
Northern
state.
It doesn't say.
Not a fan of Rick Perry's, probably. I haven't seen him too much in this, although I did see a picture of him, about comments and involvement in this situation. A lot of people need to be involved maybe the wrong people are involved and the right people aren't involved. Maybe that's why all this happened. Again, we can speculate till the cows come home about why it all happened, but fixing it is what would we have to talk about if people weren't blundering, fumbling around. Up next here on the Good Day program, a conversation with a little more in-depth information. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us up next here on Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of Pro Gel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-226-3068, you'll get a complete Pro Gel whitening system with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. Pro Gel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-226-3068 and get a free Pro Gel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-226-3068. 800-226-3068. 800-226-3068.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here with us on Good Day at 16 past the hour. His website, drhoffman.com, is the home of his newsletter called Intelligent Medicine, and it is Intelligent Medicine, written by an intelligent doctor for intelligent patients. So if you're intelligent and you want to know more, get more intelligence, you ought to read Dr. Hoffman's newsletter. Sign up for it at drhoffman.com. So the paramedics, the ER staff that were observing this fellow from Liberia that came to Dallas, there are three fire rescue paramedics, a couple of emergency room workers at the Presbyterian Hospital who have been under observation. They took him off work because they had contact with this guy from Liberia. What do we need to know about them, about this, other than the stupidity of us not just shutting down, not offering or allowing people to come here from these countries, which is mind-boggling in itself, why there are visas being issued to people from these countries. At any rate, that's a political thing. What about the health aspects of this, Ron?
Well, this actually surprises me because I thought that the first cases would pop up in a place nearer to Africa, in Europe or in the Middle East. And it turns out that it seems the first case out of Africa that's not a healthcare worker returning from the field was this Liberian gentleman who initially was, you know, he went to the hospital, he was sick. They said, oh, take some antibiotics and go home. Okay, no problem. Yeah, 2 days later, he comes back, you know, in an ambulance screaming with sirens. And now his family and a bunch of healthcare workers were exposed to the virus. All indications are that we can contain this. We do have a public health infrastructure in place in the United States, and I think in sharp contrast to Africa, where the system is really broken down, and we can isolate these people. We have the expertise to do epidemiology. That is, unless we reach a critical mass where there are just so many victims of this, or the virus transforms itself so that it's more transmissible, and then that would really overwhelm our capacity to quarantine, isolate, and treat.
I'm looking at pictures of these people in their garb, the way they're all dressed. They look like
spacesuits.
Yeah, they look like out of a Spider-Man movie or something like that. But just to calm people down, again, underscoring what you said about how we know how to handle something like that here versus over there. But again, why there isn't some sort of political quarantine on these people is beyond anybody's imagination that has any imagination or common sense.
Well, it's a huge risk. And I think the people on the plane have the right to feel indignant that they let this guy on who had been in the hot zone, literally, and then found his way onto a plane of innocent passengers, probably transferred from a flight from Africa to a flight from a place where nobody knew from this.
London to Dallas, American Airlines.
Yep.
And why would they let him on? Well, they wouldn't really know. I mean, they wouldn't have that information, would they?
No, look, it's not something where there's early screening. He wasn't symptomatic. Yeah. They think that it's unlikely that this can be transmitted in an asymptomatic carrier. You have to be pretty sick to transmit it.
Right.
So they think, but they don't know all that much about the transmissibility of this.
We have a story at DougStephan.com about this study that warns people not to drink warm bottled water. I'm trying to figure out whether warm because it was left in the sun, the plastic disintegrates, and that affects the water. What do you see in this, Ken?
Well, just the other day, I was like rummaging around the refrigerator, and I saw a bottle in the refrigerator of water that I'd kept for weeks, and somebody had given it to me. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend said, "Don't drink that. Pour it out." And I said, "Why? It should be perfectly fine." She said, "It's been sitting there in the plastic for God knows how long, even in a cold temperature environment, the plastic leaches into the water, especially when it's hot. You can actually smell the aroma of plastic in these things. Yeah. That's not good."
Yeah. You have the same situation I do. You live with your girlfriend, and she's always going through the refrigerator.
She's on my case.
What about all the hot things in the house? She's cleaned everything out too, right? Throwing everything, all the old stuff, get rid of it. Actually, everything around me is much cleaner than it was. And I think that also, and not being facetious, one of the things you need to think about is the atmosphere in which you live. Is there a lot of dust in it? We haven't cleaned the place up for a long time in terms of the heating units and
dust,
fire
chemicals. Junk in the environment.
So you need to clean that all up and keep your house clean. All right, sign up for Dr. Ron Hoffman's newsletter. Go to drhoffman, 2 F's, drhoffman.com. Always good to have you here, Ron, with your information. Thank you. 21 at the hour on Good Day.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You being good enough to explain all this?
First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear.
Yes?
I never explain anything.
Pour a spoonful of sugar, helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, the medicine go down.
Close your mouth, please, Michael. We are not a codfish.
Sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Practically perfect in every way.
So, from Mary Poppins' movie music called A Spoonful of Sugar, who doesn't remember this? What child, no matter what age, no matter what generation, hasn't seen Mary Poppins? And if you have children or grandchildren who haven't seen Mary Poppins, you doggone well ought to get them to see Mary Poppins. Julie Andrews' birthday today, 79 years old, still seems to have it. A very pleasant, entertaining lady. The subject matter of Saving Mr. Banks, also the focus. The Mary Poppins story, as written by the lady who was given some credit. Most everybody gives the credit to Disney for telling the story, but this woman, I can't remember her name. Her father's name was Banks. What was her name? Anybody remember? Chucker? The lady who wrote Mary Poppins,
remember.
The subject of the movie earlier this year?
I don't remember her name.
Yeah. I don't. It was a great movie, though.
It was a good movie, yeah, right. And we're here to talk about movies. How about that? Chucker has some movie news. Magic Mike, extra large. Extra large. Maybe in your future, stand by for that news and other movie news coming up here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, one day soon we'll be able to control just about every element of our homes from our smartphone. Thanks to a new Kickstarter campaign, we can add window blinds to that list. A company called Tilt My Blinds will soon let you control your existing blinds tilt mechanism through a smartphone app, wall switch, or built-in light sensor. Automated blinds have been around for years, but what makes Tilt My Blinds cool is its technology is retrofitted onto existing blinds. Designed to work with the most popular types of blinds in the world, Tilt My Blinds motor is installed in the blind tray, so it's completely out of sight. Once installed, you can control the blinds through the Bluetooth-enabled app, but the most innovative option is through the built-in light sensor. Want your blinds to open at first light and close at sunset? It's all possible. Tilt My Blinds' Kickstarter campaign is fully funded with a few weeks still to go and plans to ship this February. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Chuck Curry, movie man on Good Day. What's the latest on Magic Mike Extra Large?
Yes, I just noticed the subtitle there yesterday, which is pretty
humorous. I thought it was Roman numeral. I thought it was
I believe he has complete creative control over the sequel.
Channing Tatum?
As we were just speaking off air, he's had a very nice career for a guy that a lot of people initially sort of laughed or scuffed at him and said, you know, he couldn't act and he's not going to last. He's certainly lasted.
He knows how to make it work.
A strong impact.
Yeah, very much so. He's in every, people have asked him to be all kinds of roles. He and Wahlberg, we were talking about this, the people that work all the time, Samuel L. Jackson. You think Matthew McConaughey has it now more than anybody else. I'd say Denzel Washington would be on that short list. Robert Downey Jr.
Also.
Be on that list. Who else would be on that short list of men?
Well, Tom Hanks is still a powerful guy in the business.
Yeah. And then on the women's side, Sandra Bullock would be there. Meryl Streep would be there. Julia Roberts would be there. Who else would be there?
Jennifer Aniston.
I know she does comedy, but Melissa McCarthy has a lot of influence in the business right now.
True.
All right, let's keep going.
I don't know if you like her or not.
I don't like her at all. Yeah. Okay, so Netflix is going into movie production with Crouching Tiger?
I believe there's a sequel to the movie Crouching Tiger, which came out, I think, about 10 or 12 years ago. Mm. I guess Harvey Weinstein cut a deal with Netflix to release the sequel on Netflix, and then a few days later it will be released in IMAX. A few major chains, including the Cinemark, say they refused to show the film theatrically, which I don't blame them, because that could set a very dangerous precedent for movie theaters around the country, because if that takes foot and you start getting movies financed that go to Netflix first and not theaters, that could damage the business as a whole. I don't like the idea, but I think eventually it's been predicted. I think what you're going to see in the next 5, maybe 10 years is a movie coming out in theaters, and then within 3 weeks you're going to have the ability to see it in any format you want, including internet, iPhone, Blu-ray, and that's bad for theaters. That's just the bottom line.
All right, the bottom line. So what else do you have in the movie news department here?
Chris Nolan's Outer Space Adventure Interstellar, which opens on November 7th, starring Matthew McConaughey, clocking in a running time of a couple of minutes short of 3 hours. Nowadays, that's a long sit in a movie theater. And production on the highly anticipated Batman vs. Superman has just moved from Detroit to Chicago. Chicago, like the Man of Steel, Doug, filling in for Metropolis. Detroit was Gotham City. Really? That movie will come out in the next 2 years.
How exciting is that, Chucker? Got us right on the edge of our seats, our movie seats. Thank you. Chuck Curry on Good Day 59 after the hour.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.